Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pelshia, the moderator of this call. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Nucleus Software Quarterly Earnings Conference Call. For the duration of presentation, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode. We will have a question and answer session after the presentation. I would now like to hand over the floor to Ms. Swati Ahuja. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Pelshia. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Swati from Investor Relations team at Nucleus Software. A very warm welcome to all of you for this Nucleus Software Earnings Conference Call for the quarter and the year ended on March 31st, 2024. For discussion, we have here from the management team, Mr. Vishnu Vardhasad, our Managing Director, Mr. Parag Bhise, CEO and Executive Director, Mr. Anurag Mantri, COO and Executive Director, Mr. Surya Kanodia, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ashwini Arora, Senior Vice President, Mr. Ashish Khanna, Marketing Head, Mr. Mukesh Bangia, Vice President, Mr. Pradeep Malik, Vice President, Ms. Swati Patwardhan, Chief Minister's Officer, and Mr. Tapan Jaiswal, Financial Controller. As you all are aware, Nucleus Software does not provide any specific revenue earning guidance. Anything which is said during this call, which may reflect our outlook for the future, or which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. An audio and transcript of this call would be shortly available on the investor section of our website, www.nucleussoftware.com. With this, we are now ready to begin with the opening comments on the performance of the company, and post that, we would be available for the question and answer session. With this, I now pass over to Vishnu, sir. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Swati. We take this opportunity to welcome all of you, the long-term investors of Nucleus Software, and we thank you for your sustained interest in this long-term player in BFSI sector. We're pleased to present our numbers for the fourth quarter and year ending March 24, and over to you. Over to you, Tapan.
Okay, sir. Swati, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Okay.
Please go ahead, sir.
Highlights from financials are revenue. Our consolidated revenue for the quarter is at rupees 210.3 crore against rupees 204.1 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 206.2 crore year on year. For the year, it is rupees 826.5 crore against rupees 634.5 crore for the previous year. Overall revenue in foreign currency, including Indian rupees revenue, is US$25.3 million for the quarter, US$25.1 million quarter on quarter, and US$25.2 million year on year. For the year, is US$100.6 million against US$79.7 million for the previous year. As for product revenue for the quarter is at rupees 179.4 crore against rupees 175.3 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 179.6 crore year on year. For the year, it is rupees 711.4 crore, rupees 536.9 crore for the previous year. Revenue from projects and services for the quarter is at rupees 30.9 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 26.6 crore year on year. For the year, it is rupees 115.1 crore against rupees 97.5 crore for the previous year. Moving on to the expenses. Cost of delivery, including cost of product development for the quarter, is 63.5% of revenue against 61.8% of revenue quarter on quarter and 51.9% of revenue year on year. In absolute terms, this is rupees 133.5 crore against rupees 126.1 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 106.9 crore year on year. For the year, it is rupees 511 crore against rupees 405.3 crore for the previous year. As for marketing and sales expenses, for the quarter is 3.3% of revenue, quarter on quarter, and 2.2% year on year. In absolute terms, this is rupees 6.9 crore, 12.3 crore quarter on quarter, and rupees 4.6 crore year on year. For the year, it is at rupees 36.6 crore against rupees 21.5 crore for the previous year. As for G&A expenses for the quarter is 5.7% of revenue, is 9% of revenue quarter on quarter, and 5.9% year on year. In absolute terms, this is rupees 12 crore against 18.2 crore quarter on quarter, and rupees 12.2 crore for year on year. For the year, is at rupees 59.4 crores against rupees 52 crores for the previous year. EBITDA for the quarter is at rupees 58 crore against rupees 47.4 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 82.5 crore year on year. For the year, is at rupees 219.5 crore against rupees 155.8 crore the previous year. Other income from investment and deposit is at rupees 14 crore, 1.8 crore quarter on quarter, and rupees 9.1 crore year on year. Total other income for the quarter is at rupees 14.2 crore against rupees 12 crore quarter on quarter, and rupees 9.7 crore year on year. For the year, other income from investment and deposit is at rupees 48.1 crore against rupees 28.1 crore for the previous year. Total other income for the year is at rupees 50.9 crore the previous year. Total taxes are at rupees 16.3 crores, 16.6 crore quarter on quarter, and rupees 20.09 crore year on year. For the year, taxes are rupees 64.2 crores against 33.3 crores the previous year. Net profit is at rupees 52.1 crore for the quarter, 51.3 crore quarter on quarter, and rupees 67.6 crore year on year. Here it is at rupees 191.6 crores against rupees 127.8 crore. Their comprehensive income is at rupees negative 6 crore for the quarter against rupees 1.6 crores quarter on quarter and rupees 2.8 crore year on year. For the year, it is at rupees 1.9 crore against 8 crore in the previous year. Total comprehensive income, which includes net profit and other comprehensive income, is at rupees 46.1 crore for the quarter and rupees 70.4 crore year on year. For the year, it is at rupees 193.6 crore against rupees 135.8 crore in the previous year. This for the quarter is at rupees 19.48 as against rupees 15.43 quarter on quarter and rupees 5.27 year on year. For the year, it is at rupees 71.56 against rupees 47.73. In terms of foreign currency hedges, on March 31st, 2024, at USD 3.5 million, forward contracts at an average rate of 83.78, there is a mark-to-market gain of rupees 0.04 crore, which is taken to hedging reserve in the balance sheet. Revenue contribution from the top 5 client for the quarter is at 7.5% against 26.7% in the previous quarter. Order book position is rupees 780 crores, including 707.7 crores of product business and rupees 72.3 crores of project and services business. On December 31st, 2023, the order book position was 743.7 crores, including 98.9 crores of product business and rupees 44.8 crores of project and services business. Total cash and cash equivalent as on March 31st, 2024 are 808 crores against 749.6 crores as on December 31st, 2023. Pati, am I audible?
So please go ahead. You're audible, sir.
This includes balances in current account of rupees 45.8 crores, schemes of mutual funds, rupees 602.9 crores, fixed deposit of rupees 125.3 crores, investment in tax-free bonds of. With regards to receivables, we are at rupees 166.2 crores against this quarter. During the quarter, there is a gross addition of fixed assets of rupees 5.53 crores, consisting primarily of rupees 4.24 crores on computer, 0.22 crores on furniture fixtures, 0.87 crores on office equipment, 0.13 crores on software, and 0.07 crores on plant and machinery. Hello, Swati.
Hello, sir. So please go ahead, sir.
So now I'll hand over to Swati.
Just a moment, sir. I welcome up the management team. Please go ahead.
Tapan sir, please go ahead. Request you to please connect again.
Hello.
Swati? Yes, sir. Please go ahead, sir. Sorry for the
interruption. I have completed. Should I read it again?
Okay, sir. Please. No, not required. Please.
Parag
sir, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I am with you.
Sir, request you a few words on the performance of the company.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Swati. I welcome everyone to this investor call, and thank you so much for your continued support. I think we continue to work on the fundamentals in this quarter and for the year that ended on 31st March, and I think the results are indicative of that. Otherwise, we are moving, continue to work on the fundamentals that we spoke about in the last few quarters, and we'll share more updates on them as we go forward. Once again, thank you all for joining this call. Please go ahead with the questions.
Thank you, sir. Pelshia, now we can start the question and answer session. So I hand over to you. Over to you, Pelshia.
Thank you, ma'am. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star and one again. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. The first question comes from Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I hope my line is audible.
Yes, it is, Rahul.
Thanks, Vishnuji. Basically, first question I would have is that what could be the retrospective component in the Q4 revenue, and can we say we are done with the entire repricing exercise?
No, we are still not done with the repricing exercise. There are some... I would say 20 to 30% customers who are whom we will be going to.
So this 20 to 30% is in terms of revenue or count?
This is in terms of count.
Okay, and I think earlier you said that these are mostly in some overseas market. So. Any geography which is still due to go through this?
Asia Pacific, Middle East also.
Okay. And ideally you expect this to conclude over next 3-6 months, or this might take longer?
It could take longer also. It could take longer also.
Okay. And is it safer to assume that since this process is going for a long time, as in when they agree, the retrospective component could be way higher because that increase would be for more than 1 year?
That, you know, will depend on, you know, how the negotiations proceed. One may or may not be able to comment on that.
Right, right. So case to case basis, it could be longer, it could be effective from that date also.
Yeah.
Right. And I think you missed the first part, which is like, what could be the retrospective element in the current quarter?
Actually, we do not share these insights that would have been the retrospective effect of this. We will not be able to share that.
Okay. Got it. And it's been almost 6 quarters since we've been doing that. Is there any attrition because of repricing or otherwise that we might have observed?
Let me just come in here to say that, you know, the value of our intellectual property is so high, and our relationship with all our customers is so good that by God's grace and their deep understanding of the value that we add, not a single customer has exited us.
Right. And sir, any comment you could share in terms of new customer addition? We have seen significant spends on marketing and overall, aspect. So have those spends started culminating into a stronger pipeline? Because from a pure revenue perspective, it is yet to reflect in a meaningful deal win.
Sure. Hi, this is Ashish Khanna. So thank you for this question. I think since most of our, the marketing expenditure in different areas on events and thought leadership is definitely helping us in changing brand perception and also to build a effective pipeline. So that's already there now. And I think we are in a process of, we acquired some logos in last year, but we are in process of acquiring, you know, multiple logos in coming years. So yeah, I think that is going in the right direction. It is giving us required outcomes.
And just to add that to what you have mentioned, it's not reflecting in the revenue, so that is not right, because the marketing event and those activities are aimed at the market, including right. The prospects as well as at current customers. So that's already in that sense reflecting on our revenue.
Sorry, sir, I could not understand. Can you elaborate more?
So this is Anurag. What I'm saying is that the marketing activities are towards the brand management, and this aims at both new prospects as well as existing customers. So I just wanted to respond to you that it's already in terms of the existing customers' revenue, it's already reflecting the marketing activities, and its effectiveness is also getting reflected.
So Anurag, essentially what you're saying is that you would have been able to sell more modules to your existing customer, although the new logo wins may not be significant in this period.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and this is a repeat question which I've been asking earlier also. Is there a reason why we have stopped sharing the client data? Earlier we used to give the new client addition data in our press release, but we stopped the exercise. So any color in any form, if you could share, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I think next quarter onwards, we will be able to start sharing some of the names and, the wins that we're talking about.
And any overall number we could share that what could be the active clients for us as of now who would be using our product?
No, Anurag, once again, we do not share these breakups as well.
Okay, understood. Also, you know, in terms of growth rate in the order book, trying to slightly understand this. So whenever we are signing this repricing of the AMC, is it getting the contract that we are signing is typically 1 year, or this could be longer also for the existing customer, not the new customer?
So these contracts are, you know, ongoing contracts. And, right. Yeah, the year we sign it from, that year onwards, the new rates start applying.
So basically, let's assume a customer was paying 100 rupees as AMC, and now if he's agreed for a reprise number, and let's assume hypothetically that is 200 rupees, so then in that case, now the order book would reflect 200 rupees, right?
That is absolutely right.
Versus 100, which was the historically basis.
Right.
That's right.
And just last bit on any capital allocation thought process that comes to your mind now, now our run rate of cash generation has also picked up. So any thought process on buyback or in any other manner which you think you could look into?
I know these are typically the board, as we always maintain, these are the board decisions, and I'm sure at the appropriate point of time they will take that decision.
Right. And just last one from my side, on a costing point of view, the expansion of leadership as Anurag was also mentioning, or any other meaningful initiative, is it safer to assume thing for this year is a good benchmark to understand the steady state, and here on the expansion in that base would be minimal?
No, I think the expansion will continue, for at least a couple of quarters, and post that it should be steady state.
Okay, and what is the steady state margin you think you would land up once this entire process is behind us?
No, as you know, we do not give guidance, so we would not be able to comment on this question.
And this investment would happen irrespective of the revenue traction?
I think the way I would like to make use of this opportunity to respond to your question is our customers look up to us for the comprehensiveness of our solution. You know, our solutions, as we have talked earlier, our transaction banking solution processes transactions worth $13 to $14 trillion. Likewise, our lending solution originates, services, collects $500 billion worth of loans in India alone. Now, these kind of numbers are possible only when you give the confidence to customers that yes, you know, this partner will continue to support them not just years but decades to come. And for that, you do want to make sure that you are going all out in the market, understanding what are the developments in the market, and then which of those technological developments you want to make available to your customers at the earliest, and so on and so forth. And that is what is what has been the theme of the company, and that's how we've been able to provide that confidence to all our customers. And that is how we are able to say that despite the price increase, not a single customer has left us.
No, I do appreciate, and I'm sure you are aware, been appreciating your business for more than a decade. My question was, or let me ask you in a different way. For example, for the last, let's say, six odd quarters, our revenue is give or take around the 200 crore number. And last year, Q4, our profit was around 67 crore, if I'm not wrong, which is now 52 crore. So this is what exactly I'm trying to understand, that, of course, we have done really well over a two-year period, not specific this particular year only. But what I'm trying to understand, whether this 200 crore will, you know, slowly go to a higher number, whatever is that number, will the margin also expand with it, or whether it would be revenue growth first that may happen and profit may eventually come as it's been coming off for last 4-5 quarters that way?
So clearly, you know, intent is to make sure that the top line as well as bottom line grows. So there is no reason for us to believe that, when it comes to bottom line, it will be stuck at 200 or any such number of that kind. That's all I can say at this point of time.
Got it. Thank you, sir. I'll join the queue.
And thank you for appreciating our business for a decade.
Thank you. I request the participants to restrict with 3 questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question comes from Chinmay Nema from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. So firstly, if I look Y on Y, the revenue growth has been somewhat tepid at 2%. And if I look at the geographical split, if the India businesses has had revenue degrowth of about 13%, could you provide some color or commentary on why this has been?
So, right this side, India business has not seen a degrowth. It's basically the distribution has gone down because the international markets, there are a couple of markets where the revenue has gone up.
Sir, I see it was 124 crores in March 23 and it's 108 crores in March 24. That is what I'm referring to.
That was, okay. That was related to, understand that, was related to some of the EMC rebaselining that got it into effect in that quarter. And since that has... And some of the projects which were actually completed in that particular quarter has led to this increase. So AMCs remained the same, but the project's completion was different in the in the last quarter of the last financial year.
So basically, the you're saying that the low growth is because of a high base for March 23. Is that correct?
Okay. The within course, degrowth is essentially because of the, substantial accumulation of revenue in that particular quarter, which was for earlier few quarters.
Okay.
So you can take 108 as a within course steady state, rather than taking 124 as a steady state.
Understood. Secondly, could you talk about the adoption of FinOne Neo, how it's been going, what has been the conversion been like for the older client? If you could provide some color on that.
Hi, this is Ashwini. So, one, I think we are seeing a good traction in terms of the transformation from FinOne to FinOne Neo. We are working on a lot of accounts, including the multi-country accounts based out of Middle East. We are seeing a good traction in India. So a lot of our customers have come forward where they're looking forward to get their FinOne to transform to FinOne Neo, apart from the new orders. So it's going big.
Could you quantify it as in your top 10 clients, how many of them are already on FinOne Neo?
I think there would be 60 plus accounts which would be on FinOne Neo, and every year we are getting this number better and better.
This is 60 out of how many accounts?
I think that we already shared. We are not in a position to share the total number of accounts. So.
Okay, sir. And lastly, could you provide some timeline for this 780 crore order book that you've highlighted? I mean, what should be the span over which we should see the revenue from this order book?
Typically, you know, this number comes from some orders which are as smaller duration as 3 to 6 months, and and at the other end of the spectrum, orders which would last for 5 years. So it is difficult for us to quantify in that manner.
Understood, sir. Thank you. I'll join back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Shantanu Naik, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the John. I hope I'm audible.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Could you please speak a bit louder?
Yes. So, thank you for the opportunity. Hello.
Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. So, I just have two questions. Like, first being, how does our product stand in market with its competitors? Basically, I'm trying to understand the product. Like, how does our product fit in the system, if we say?
So, I think Ashish is right. When it comes to positioning our product in with respect to competitor, I think so for us the competitors are really the the informal lenders who are lending to the masses at an exorbitant rate. So we treat them as our competitor, and I think if you look at the depth and breadth of our product adoption, if I talk about India as an example, I think 60 to 70% of the market share when it comes to origination, servicing or collection of retail and corporate assets, it leverage FinOne or FinOne Neo as a platform. So I think with that benchmark in place and with that confidence in our customers, we do really see a complementary product coming into the market, but we don't see a very direct competitor who can bring a similar robust solution to the market.
But I do think we have one TCS Banks, right? Have you heard of it? It's a total lending solution.
Total lending solution? You're talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed your voice. Can you be louder?
So there's a product TCS Banks. That provides total end-to-end solution.
I think we understand about that, but I think we don't comment very specific our comparison with any specific product comparison. So we don't talk about it. But I just mentioned about what we provide, as a solution. But since you talked about TCS, so just want to give you an example or an insight of a customer. Though we don't take name of a customer, but let me take it. Tata Capital, which is again part of the Tata Group, their entire financial arm, Tata Capital, they leverage FinOne Neo as a solution to manage their retail assets. So I think that's good enough testimonial to, humbly say that, we don't see that as a competition.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong. So we have almost 60 to 70% share in lending product, right?
That's right.
Okay. just a sec. And my second question would be, so what would be the revenue share from three of our flagship products, if we say?
We don't give, as per our policy, we don't give that breakup, on the percentage.
But any ballpark figure or any approximation?
We don't really give that breakup. Sorry about that.
Okay, and what would be the one thing that would be absolutely working for us, and what are the things that are not working for us, or the things we need to improve in respect to product, like?
I think what is working for us is the design and the architecture of our product, the ultra flexible design, which allows our customers to design new offerings within hours, as against weeks or months that some of them used to take before using our product. So that is the beauty of our product. And talking about what is not working, maybe the integration between our various modules, couple of modules, that may not be the most optimum. We are working on it right now. Thanks for raising this question.
Okay, thank you. So I would like to understand more about the product. So like, can we connect offline, or some person from IR can connect later?
Sure, you can connect us offline. I hope you'll give us some more customers.
Yeah, sure, for sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Devesh Jawar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, my question is regarding the bifurcation of what component of this revenue is one-off and what could be sustainable for upcoming years.
This is Anurag. Once again, I'm afraid we do not share these breakups from our side.
But sir, as an analyst, we would need some breakup so we can project what could be the next year look like.
As I had mentioned in my opening comment, we are a long-term player looking forward to long-term investors. We may or may not be able to help. We do make efforts to help you, but we may or may not be able to help you projecting for next year and so on.
And sir, the second question is regarding what is the market share of our lending software, FinOne Neo, in Indian market?
Yeah, as we talked earlier, it's 60-70%.
Yeah, our lending market share is 60-70%.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Kevin Gandhi from Capro Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I hope my voice is audible.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, you mentioned that around 20-30% customers are left for repricing. So just wanted to understand, are these the larger accounts or the smaller accounts which are left for repricing?
No, we may not be again able to comment on that. Some of these accounts are very large in terms of their size. Some of them are small. So again, we won't not be able to give you any indicator.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. I just had one more question. So basically, since most of the repricing is done, as you just mentioned, almost 60-70% is done, what are the growth drivers for the company going ahead as far as the top line or the revenue goes?
Yeah, it's essentially new customers.
Okay. How are you planning to scale the FinOne Neo product which we have launched?
When you say how are we planning to scale, what exactly do you mean?
The FinOne new product which we have launched. So basically, how many customers do we serve right now? And what's the target market for FinOne Neo as far as the Indian market goes?
Yeah, we are. So this is Ashish. So the scale we are trying to target is for all the, you know, different geographies we are trying to target with new customers, as Vishnu sir mentioned. So that's our. We are planning to expand in some new geographies as well. So it's going to be US, Japan, Canada. So we are trying to explore. So the opportunities are immense for the kind of a new tech solution which we have now, and we are very positive about that moment.
Okay. And so just one last question from my side. So basically 28% was the EBITDA margin, approximately operating margin. Do we assume this to be normalized going forward, or is there any scope to increase the margins further for the coming quarters or the coming year? Thank you.
You know, we always would like to increase, but we cannot say whether this is normalized or we will always make efforts to keep increasing the margin.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Sanjay K, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and congratulations to our entire team for good set of numbers in this difficult market. So my question is about generally Q4 is generally a strongest quarter for the company. And in the last 2 years, like FY23 and FY24, Q4 grown almost 20% plus compared to Q3. But this Q4, it is less than 7%. So any reason for that?
Some of the orders have got postponed to coming quarters. That is the reason.
Oh, okay. So we are saying that the order got postponed and the revenue is recognized into this coming quarter.
Yeah, as we book the orders, that is the time we start recognizing the revenue. So since the orders are not booked, we are looking forward to booking them in coming quarters, and that's when the top line would increase.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And other thing about how the hiring situation now, I mean, are you going to hire more resources in FY25 or you are still done with the hiring?
So, yes, we do have hiring plans, both for, we have, as an organization, we have been hiring a lot of young minds, freshers, so we will be continuing with that, and in addition to that, the experienced professionals, we are talking in terms of 300 professionals to be onboarded.
Oh, that's great, yeah. And the other question is about, are you guys planning any road shows to get attracting individual institutional investors or analysts? We are not hearing much of those road shows happening. So any plans for that?
Not yet, please. Not yet.
Okay. Even about the new customer, I mean, even last quarter also, there was not much announcement about new customer acquisition or new lead one. So any such announcements are expected? I mean, are you completely stopped giving any such information in the market?
So we did acquire customers, but we'll make the announcement as and when it is convenient.
Oh, okay. And my last question is about as you guys not give any guidance, but at least FY25, do you see it is going to be better than FY24, or at least the quarter-wise growth? I mean, is it going to be better than FY24?
That's what we are striving for. I think definitely we want that. Let's see how things goes. But definitely that's what we are targeting for.
And the last question is, any particular region are you seeing the growth is getting better compared to earlier years, like whether it's Middle East or it's Australia or Europe, or any particular region is getting better?
I think it's across. Our marketing activities are happening across, and we are expecting good traction and good conversions from all the markets we are focusing on.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Anand B. from White Oak Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Can you give us what was the gross and net hiring for financial year 24?
So, with respect to year on year, we have added 102 headcounts. And if we talk about quarter on quarter, we have added 47 associates.
Noted. Sir, this is gross or net number?
This is incremental number. And this is okay. Basically that net number.
Noted. And can you give us some sense of what have been the attrition, approximate attrition?
The attrition is less than 5%.
Noted. And with regards to the plans, you mentioned US, Canada, Japan. Is there any order where you see...
Just one thing. I would just like to make a correction. The attrition is close to 7%.
Noted.
Yeah, please go
ahead. With regards to the markets, US, Canada, Japan, can you give us some broader color of a longer-term plan? What are you aiming at, let's say, from a three-year perspective in these markets?
Yeah, we started our engagement in this market, started market exploration activities in US, Canada, Japan. We are already there from last close to 25 years now. So the plans, so we are as of now on the exploration stage, but I think next one and a half years we would be able to see some business coming from those markets. So can't give you a plan as such for next 3 years, but that's a way forward we have started working on. And we see a great fit of our FinMoney new offering in this market in one or other form, depending upon the use case or depending upon the business which want to transform in those markets.
Noted. And lastly, from a spending perspective, how are you seeing the broad spending in the BFSI space across globally? If you can give us some context and color.
So I think in my view, it's growing very fast. I think with the digital transformation as one of the key core area for any financial institution, not just in India, but across all the geographies where we are interacting with either our customers or the prospective customers. So digital transformation is one of the key KRA of the CEO or MD of any financial institution you talk to. So we see a great attraction and great scope of doing more investment on those front. And we see rightly and strategically placed in those areas.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Ruchi Makija from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if I look at your net cash and investments are much bigger than your free float. If you want to conduct a buyback, it wouldn't be possible to deploy all the cash. In addition, you've been a cash-generating company for 20 years. So can you explain why we should not have a dividend plus buyback policy to pay back around 80% of free cash flow to shareholders, maybe on three-year rolling basis?
Thank you very much for your interest in Nucleus Software, and I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about our long-term philosophy. With an intent that we should be able to support our customers in case of eventuality that we have been operating on a very conservative basis and retaining this cash. So it is with that intent that we, whenever we have done buybacks or whenever we have done dividends, those are restricted, limited, and you know, despite that, our ROI has been close to 20% over the decades. So that is how, of course, we would want to increase it, but that is how we look at life.
Okay, sir. Secondly, on this, with reference to your annual report, so last year annual report, so on page number 205, you list that 171 lakh in the business management services, which appears to suggest that a full-time director and the CFOs are getting paid through a Singapore entity called Nucleus Software Solution PT Limited. You also mentioned that these expenses is included in the salary and the other benefits to key managerial person. So can you explain what does this mean? Can you simplify this transaction for us?
Certainly. Some of our colleagues operate out of Singapore, and it is expenses on that count that are included in this mention.
Okay, so these are salaries paid to employees out of the Singapore entity.
Absolutely.
Okay,
employees
okay.
Based out of Singapore but playing the global role.
Okay, understood, sir. Also, what was the catalyst for us to start this big AMC revision cycle beginning March 22? What had happened? If you can tell us the story, it would be really helpful.
Thank you so much for raising this question. We have been saying this to all our investors that we happen to be selling our IP at ultra deep discounted prices, and then we suddenly realize that you know, the market prices for our IP are far higher, and that is the time we started approaching our customers, and they have been very kind enough to appreciate the value of our IP, and that is how this entire process has started.
Also, sir, you have mentioned in the previous calls that you get paid for AMC in advance. Yet in March 23 annual report, your receivables have went up a lot. So could you explain why would receivable go up if a lot of maintenance receivables are part of the business that increase and where you get prepaid?
So partially it was due to some of the receivables linked with a geography where generally it's a longer cycle to receive the payments. That is what I can share right now.
Okay. Moving on, you had a loss allowance for a loan to subsidiary in your financial statement. So what was that? This was amount of about 232 lakhs. So could you explain what was this?
So we have a subsidiary in Jaipur, and we have suspended the business operations there for some time. And because of that particular thing, this loss was there. Resuming the operations again in Jaipur is one of our strategic priorities for the year, and we are working on that.
Okay, understood, sir. Is the AMC revenue mostly in India, or it is spread out proportionately by rest of your revenues?
It has been concentrated in India, but we are working on the overseas markets as well.
I have a couple of more questions. What proportion of our SG&A overheads would it be split between international business versus India?
I'm afraid we have ran short of time and we will not be able to take any further questions in this session.
You may reach out to our investor relations team and we'll try and answer your questions.
Okay, noted, sir. Thank you for that.
Thank you. That would be the last question for the day. Now I hand over the floor to Swati for closing comments.
Thanks, Felicia. Now we would like to thank all the investors for joining us today on this call. I would now pass it over to Vishnu sir for his closing comments.
Thank you so very much for your continued interest in Nucleus Software, and we reiterate our commitment to keep building a long-term institution. Thank you.
That concludes the conference for today. Thank you for your participating. You may all disconnect now.
Thanks.
Thank you.